before Colm had his transplant, kidney patients, there's so much they can't eat. And chocolate being one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
There's also bananas, oranges, lots of fruit and veg and stuff they can't eat. Mm-hmm. Too much meat, no dairy products and all this type of thing, because there's so much potassium and calcium in them, the kidneys can't burn them up.
Yeah.
But you can eat these things while you're sitting on a dialysis machine.
Right, okay.
So when we're all overindulging at Christmas, all the children and adults as well, but we're concentrating on the Children's Kidney Fund, the kids can't enjoy Christmas like all the rest of us.
Yeah.
Like every child goes into a shop and can I have the selection pack and these chocolates and all that. You know, chocolate's nearly a bigger thing than Santa Claus now.
Yeah.
So it is. So all these children that's on dialysis save up their selection packs. Mm-hmm. So they do. And all the Christmas chocolates, and bring them into the hospital with them.
Right.
Now, some of these kids will be on dialysis on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And only in a rare emergency does anyone go on dialysis on Christmas Day. They try to give them that day off. But Boxing Day, dialysis room is opened again.
Yeah.
And kids are on dialysis. Some of them might even be the kids that was there on Christmas Eve. But for 3 or 4 hours a week, well, normally 4 or 5 hours a week, these kids can sit and eat all their Christmas chocolate and selection packs while they're sitting on their dialysis machine.
Yeah.
For four hours, and this happens like 3 times a week. The minute the dialysis machine is switched off, the chocolate disappears, and it stays in the dialysis room till they come back down the next day. And this is 3 times a week.
Yeah.
They're going through this. And it's just kind of, you know, people don't realise what they're going through. Christmas is not normal for them. Birthday parties, Christmas parties, weddings, you know, all these events. They can't even go to McDonald's like norm. You know, everybody's out shopping and drag their kids into McDonald's for something to take because it's handy. These kids, they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kind of, but they do. It's a way of life, so they learn to live with it. But then, on the other side of it, where they learn to live with it, not everybody's lucky enough to get a kidney like Colm. Colm got his kidney from me 4 years this April coming. And when you have a perfect functioning kidney that's doing really well like him, he can eat anything. So he loves, most people get a transplant, they all love their favourite food, which is chocolate. And Colm loves it. So he's going to eat, well, he would eat chocolate 3 or 4 times a day if I let him.
Yeah.
So, Colm is going off when we're all aware of what we've eaten and drank and partied with over Christmas. Everybody in the new year suddenly goes, oh my God, I've eaten so much.
Yeah.
I can't run around football field. I can't do one length of the swimming pool. You know, I can't run around the hockey field. You know, there's all these things. Christmas isn't Christmas for, you know, not everybody has the same Christmas. So basically, Colm's going to duck the chop, is what he's calling it.
Right.
He's going to give up chocolate for the whole month of January. And every time he wants or feels like a chocolate bar, he's going to donate the price of that chocolate bar to the Northern Ireland Children's Kidney Fund.
Okay.
And he's going to do this for the whole month of January. He is asking everyone all over the north of Ireland that we can reach, word of mouth or internet if other people want to use it, to donate the cost of one bar of chocolate once a week for 1 month. Trying to do this and see how many people we can reach out to help do this, because Colm has had, he's in quite a rough year, as in Colm had problems with his bones, kidney failure, gives a lot of other complications. But he went to the transplant games this year.
Okay.
Which is really the only big sporting event these kids can avail of in their lives, because most of them can't swim, because most of them learn to swim at an early age, but because they have open sights, they can't get into a swimming pool.
Right.
They can't play, a lot of them can't play contact sports because of brittle bones and different medical conditions that follow suit with kidney failure.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of sporting activities they can't do, but they get the opportunity once a year. Anybody with a healthy transplant and fit to go, the kids can go to the transplant games, the British transplant games, once a year for a weekend. And Colin has decided that he would like to raise the money and awareness by asking everyone to adopt the chuck for once a week, four weeks, blah, 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 to bring the kids over to the transplant games this year in Liverpool.
All right.
Now, his mother said, I prefer to buy a couple of home dialysis machines because it is possible to do home dialysis with some of the kids at home, as long as they're not on hemodialysis. But if they're in peritoneal dialysis, it can be done at home, but it takes a lot of training and nurses coming in and out of the house, a lot of medical input and stuff like that. And I said to him, well, I would like to maybe, you know, get a couple of dialysis machines instead. And he goes, well, maybe we'll do both, Molly. Two dialysis machines on the transplant games. And I goes, Colin, you're looking at, like, we're talking 20,000-30,000 here. And he goes, it's doable.
Yeah.
So that's what he said to me. And all this come about when he was getting leg surgery on the 18th of October. He was lying in his bed in Musgrave Hospital when he come up with this idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he has decided this, so he has. And it all actually started with a shoe fund. He decided he was going to try to get shoes for all the kids going out to the transplant games this year. You can have a team, anything from like about 8 to 12 kids. And he thought that he was going to raise £150, £250. And I told the gentleman about what Colin was going to do, and this gentleman donated the shoe fund to us.
Yeah.
A businessman, local businessman, donated the shoe fund to us. And when I come home and told Colin about that, Colin decided, well, we can go bigger and better. And this is what he's at now.
Oh, that's wonderful. No, it's wonderful. No harm in aiming high.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
So we're appealing to anybody and everybody, even just people in workplaces that has a volume of staff. Staff can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to have loads of donation points in and around Armagh. We're hoping to get them further afield too.